From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Level, in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
High on a windy ledge, where the goat paths switch back and forth, a mountain goat named Level was holding a small stone tool up against a half-built wall. The tool was simple, a flat bar with a bubble of water sealed in the middle. When the wall was true, the bubble sat dead center. When the wall leaned, the bubble slid to one side and sat there, stubborn, refusing to argue. Level checked the miller's wall. The bubble held center. "True," Level said, and moved on. Level checked the mayor's wall, a grand wall, taller than the rest, with a carved sign that read, "Finest wall in the valley." The bubble slid left and stopped. "Not true," said Level, in exactly the same voice. The mayor's assistant, a flustered stoat, hurried over. "But that's the mayor's wall. Surely the tool reads it differently." Level turned the little level over, showing both sides. "The bubble can't tell whose wall it is. That's the whole point of it. The line reads Level whoever holds it, even the one who said it."
Have you ever seen someone make a rule and then act like it didn't apply to them? How did that feel to watch?
Lovell walked to the youth council in the valley at 12, the little stone tool tucked in a plain vest pocket. Virtus, the old bear who waits sides, met Lovell at the council door and asked the question every guide was asked. What is the rule of law? Lovell didn't answer with words. Lovell took out the level, reached up, and held it against the great carved beam over the council's own doorway, the council's own wall, the one they were proudest of. The whole room went still. You did not, as a rule, measure the council. The bubbles slid, just slightly off-center. Lovell marked the spot with a bit of chalk, so the carpenters could fix it later, and put the tool away. The rule of law, Lovell said, is that we hold the line to our own wall first. A rule only means something if it measures the ones who made it, the same as everyone else. If the powerful get to skip the line, it was never a rule. It was just a wish they were strong enough to enforce. Virtus was quiet for a long moment. Then the old bear smiled. You are appointed.
In Lovell's workshop after that, a young badger came in scowling, arms crossed. The council passed a rule, the badger said. No shortcuts across the market square. But I saw a counselor cut straight across it this morning. So the rule's a joke. Why should I follow it if they don't? Lovell didn't tell the badger to calm down, and didn't tell the badger the counselor was surely very busy. Lovell just held out the little level. Here, go hold this to the counselor's wall. What? When you catch a rule maker breaking their own rule, that's not proof the rule is a joke, Lovell said. That's proof the line is doing its job. It just caught someone. Don't throw the rule away. Point the level at the one who skipped it. Say out loud, where everyone can hear, the rule is the rule, and it measures you too. A rule dies when nobody checks the powerful. It stays alive every time somebody does. The badger turned the level over in both paws, watching the bubble find its center no matter how the badger tilted their grip. Slowly, the scowl became something more thoughtful.
Have you ever felt that flare of, it's not fair, when someone in charge skips their own rule? That heat in your chest is worth listening to. The badger set the level down gently. But what if I hold the line to someone powerful and they just refuse? They say the bubble's lying?
Lovell was quiet, the way the mountains are quiet. Then you've learned something important, and you're not the only one who saw it. The ram in my pasture said the wall was straight until the day it buried the grass. Refusing the level never made the wall true. It only decided when it would fall and how much it would take down with it. Lovell looked at the small tool between them. It can feel lonely holding the line to someone bigger than you. I know that feeling. But you're never really holding it alone. Every person who's ever wanted a fair valley is holding it with you. The bubbles sit center for the mayor and the miller, and we and you. That's not a small thing to stand on. That's the steadiest ground there is. The badger picked the level back up, carefully this time, like it mattered, and went out into the bright morning, holding it a little higher than before and feeling steadier than they had all week, the way you do when you finally know the ground under you holds for everyone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to level. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.